Person who has some type of sickness that is not in the cavity of his body, so it's not clear if it's something that is life endangering or not. Merely have to check out by a doctor or the chayil himself if he feels he's in danger. If they say not so, then ein machamim shushat shiyoyim ha'echem me'em shu'ut zorach lechilum. You need verification. This is sakona. And therefore, if nobody says that he needs emergency medical attention, which would require for Shabbos, and now we have Shabbos. Or she yatsa, yatsa, she yosa, it's echem me'em sakonis nefoshes. They say it's a suffix. So if an expert says it's suffix sakonis nefoshes, machal Shabbos. If the choyver says that I feel that this is a life-threatening situation for myself, you rely on the choyver. But nobody says it, and it's not a marker in the cavity of the body, then, you know, machal Shabbos. We don't, in a stab, assume that it is a connoisseur. The above marker shall gabi yad or gabi regel. We're giving a few examples now. Their arm in a stab is a connoisseur foshes. If there's a wound in the back of his hand or his foot. Chemishim bola aluko. He swallowed a blood-sucking worm. Chemishim noshku kelim shaita. A sick dog bit him. The shash of rabies. Erachim yizorikli ofan and misim. One of the poisonous insects, snakes and scorpions that are deadly. Did him actually suffic in maimus alaz areiz and kamakus alfol? All these situations, if you're in doubt, if it was something that threatened his life, then you're having machal Shabbos. It's missing machal Shabbos. After dying machal Shabbos, al kol magus shenasis machmes barzel. If he was wounded by metal, then any part of the body that he got a cut from metal is considered a shakona. All kind of contaminations in it. Al shchina above the tabas. Some type of disease in the pita bas, the anus, tamizol sakona, about simta, unikra, balonko, balas, there's some other disease called simta, omishi yeshboi kadachas kambayesa, oi im simo. Somebody has a very high temperature, and then also in the stam we assume it's a constipatious. If he does have a temperature that's not a very high temperature, then you can use a goy. Have a going to the malacha, but if it's not a very high temperature, it brings from Elisha Feinstein that says, what is very high temperature? Over 101 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 38.3 Celsius. Then there's a shash of sakona, tamavan. If it's clear that he has high temperature, but there's no reason machal Shabbos, then we don't say what a magnet just because he has a temperature. He machal Shabbos. Sifres, Lishos Lazan, Makiza Moisa, Afil Hola Chalagaglo, Afil the Yom Rishon. There are some conditions that require bloodletting, and if you don't do the Sakona, and he has that situation, then you better do that on Shabbos, even though right now he feels good.